Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue the Shmir Saloshin Shar Tavuna in Perek Tesh in 191. The topic of discussion here, Chafetz Chaim, is telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. Very sadistic. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, let's understand how does Hashem run his world. You know, I once had a car mechanic, when I told him I had some problems with my car, he said to me, raise the volume of the radio. Now, we all know that when you raise the volume of the radio, the noise that the car is making and the problems don't go away. Unfortunately, he wasn't being serious. But unfortunately, sometimes when people are living their lives and lo yaleinu, we shouldn't have any tzaras, any tragedies. But when things come up, sometimes people raise the volume of the car and they don't focus on maybe the makor, the source of what the problem might be. The reason for that is because there's a tremendously strong Yetzirah out there and he tries to persuade us and get us busy to focus on raising the volume, which means focusing on things that are not really the source of the problem. And the Chafetz Chaim, our Rebbe, our teacher, is telling us, go to the source. What's the source? The source of life. Limud HaTorah is the source of life. It's oxygen for a Jew. We had previously learned, Kol HaBaitel MiDivrei Torah Maisnei Batlonin Kenegdai. Whoever is Mevatel from Divrei Torah, whoever has the ability to learn and he interrupts his learning, whoever has the ability to make time to learn and he doesn't go to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends batlonin kenegdoi. Hashem sends different messengers to mevatel the person from Limud HaTorah. Why is that? You say, well, one second. The person himself is not learning, so why should Hashem create more situations why he's not learning? And that's how Hashem runs the world. It's called Mida Kenegd Mida. The person is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Talmud Torah is not important. Hagam, even though we say every single morning, Talmud Torah Kenegd Kulam, Chazal tell us, and there's no machlokes in this Mishnah, the Mishnah in Peah, that we say after Birchas HaTorah, after we discuss the mitzvah of chesed and achnasas kala, and these mitzvahs are extremely, extremely important. All the way through many important mitzvahs. What's the greatest mitzvah? What is the greatest mitzvah? Single mitzvah, hands down, no machloikis, is Talmud Torah. Limud HaTorah. The study of Torah is the greatest mitzvah. And therefore, if a person has the opportunity to learn, and he takes that time, and he's mevatel, and he doesn't use his time to learn, or while he is learning, he is mevatel Teiro, and he starts schmoozing Rachman Litzlan about something else. So then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is really telling the person, this is how you value Teiro. To the degree the person values Torah, Hashem says, okay, so the next time the person is going to think he's going to go learn, well, he might go out to his car and lo and behold, he has a flat tire. He tries to turn on his car, his battery might be dead. Why would this happen? Well, there are 5 million reasons why this might happen. But the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, this person should be thinking to himself and ask himself the following question. Is he treating Talmud Torah properly? Is he going to the Beis Medrash when he has time to go learn? And when he gets to the Beis Medrash, is he only talking in Torah with his Chavrusa? Or is he sitting there with the Sefer opened, schmoozing about his day, Rachman Litzlan, about politics, back to the stock market, in the Beis Medrash with the Gemara opened, If he's doing those things, he's saying to Hashem, I don't really value Torah. And if that's the case, Hashem's going to hold himself back, prevent this person from going to learn Torah. He's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't really value Torah. And this person created scenarios that in Shemayim they're going to stop him from going to learn again. Now, we can always break that approach. He does tshuva. He stops. He has to go against the grain. And he is not a vatal Torah, but continues now the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, the tachas shehu mevatel mitoiro v'omol le'asayif hain rav meisen loy batlonen kenegdoi shivatlu oisay minyonov shom behen ad ato. Which means as follows, that since he replaced his diligence in learning with bitul Teiro, since he replaced the time he could have spent in Talmud Teiro, and he was Nevatel Talmud Teiro, he wasted his time that Hashem gave him. Meisim loy batlon kenegdoi. So Mida kenegin Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends different agents, different shlichim, different messengers to disrupt and to nullify his dealings, his successful business dealings, whatever he might have been successful in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mevatel them. Nizbov loy al kolponim al yodim hefsid b'mamoinoi. And now financial loss can come because of this. So let's stop for a second. We started off by discussing a person who has a problem with his car and the mechanic tells him to raise the volume. That doesn't fix the problem. Here you have a person who's having financial issues. So what does he think to do? He thinks, okay, I have to put in more time into my business. And what's he doing? He's taking himself away from Talmud Torah. The exact cure, he's running away from it even more. And what was the reason, explains the Chofetz Chaim over here, why he had the problems in the first place? Because he was mevatel Talmud Torah. Nizbov loy al kolponim al yodim hefsid b'mamoinoi. There's a line I didn't read where the Chofetz Chaim says right above that Hashem at times sends wild animals to do damage. Rachman Litzlan. Then he says, Al Koponim, if a person should get off so lucky and so easy, and these are strong words, all from the Sefer Shmira Saloshim, from the saintly Chofetz Chaim, in the Shart Vuna Perik Tes, that because of bitul Torah, I'll call upon him at the very least, it can cause that this person's finances can be affected. Then the Chofetz Chaim says that unfortunately there are times that because of bitul Torah, which is a very timely topic here, as we approach Tisha B'Av on Dalid Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalid, where the Gemara tells us, Halavai Oyesi Ozvu Gemara Nedarim, famous Gemara, Nisayrosi Shamaru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I would have wished Klal Yisrael would have kept on learning my Torah. Because the light of the Torah, which is a whole discussion for another time, would have brought them back to me to serve me properly. And here we're saying that when a person doesn't learn Torah, Rachman Litzlan, Tzorois Rabois, Nizbav Loim in the Shemaim, Yisurim Rabim Machalois Gedoilois, the person could suffer tremendous affliction and great sickness. Ashul Basoif, listen to this, Rabbi say, might see Oisan Hamoy Shalai Rwatsa Litin Itstaka. The money that he didn't want to give to Staka, what does he do now? He now has to give it to the doctors. He now has to give it to heal himself. As Chazal tells us, Beiso deloy pasuach la'anyo, pasuach la'asyo. The house, the family, the people that don't open their door to the poor will unfortunately, inevitably, open the door to the doctors because they'll be hit with machlois, with tzoris rabois, with pain and suffering, physical pain and suffering, that they're going to have to spend that money. Says the Chofetz Chaim, they're going to have to spend that money that they had to, should have given to tzedakah, to doctors. The gam ze gufo bo lefamim over bittel Torah. And this many times, he says, is because of Bittul Torah. As Chazal tell us, famous Gemara, we discussed numerous times, Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei, and Aleph, that if a person sees Rachman Litzlan Lo'Yaleinu, suffering coming to a person, Yisurim Bayin Olav, Yifash Reish B'Ma'isav, he should check his actions. What does he have to fix? What does he have to improve on? Let's say he checks and he sees his mamash tzaddik. He can't find any reasons to why this yisurim, the suffering, is happening. He should blame the tzaris because of neglecting Talmud Torah, because neglecting the study of Torah. Let's just sum this up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world midah k'neged midah. Every single person, every single man has to know he has a chi of a gisa b'yom v'layla. It's the oxygen we breathe. And if a person is married, his wife has to mechazik and encourage the husband to go to learn after a whole day's of work. And if a person is not married, they should try to find any way possible to mechazek Talmud Torah, strengthen the limud Torah. Pishpish leimatz yitl bebitl Torah, and that's what the Gemara told us as well. The Gemara in the Darim. As to malmo of the Haaretz, why did we lose the land of Eretz Yisrael? Almo of the Haaretz. Halavai oisi ozvus soirosi shemar shama'or shabo yachz lamutov. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself bechvoidoi v'atzmoi. He came and he told us. Says the Gemara, that if they would have kept on learning Torah, the light, the power of the Torah would have brought Klai Yisrael back to Yiddishkeit, back to serving Hashem properly. And there would not have been a loss of the land of Eretz Yisrael. What we have to see over here is go to the source of the problem. Don't just raise the volume on your radio. Don't look for other reasons as to the problems are. But make sure you kaveya itim l'tayor, legisaba yoimam v'layla.